obviously with the Royals and the way that this series starts, it feels like a similar story, but with the time ticking away, I think we have to realize where the Royals are and what their record will have to be. 27-20 is what they'd have to go to win 84 wins. I think 86 is probably the minimum, which means what we're talking about is 29-18. Well, if that's not the tallest task, and I'm not sure other than the one stretch where the Royals won, what, like 15 of 18 or 16 of 18, they have not had a stretch like that at any other point this year, Gold. But these next nine games against the Twins team, who had an absolute fire sale, the Nationals, who were not a good baseball team, and the White Sox, who were only better than the Colorado Rockies. These next nine games have a bare minimum number of wins. If the Royals want to tell themselves they're still going to the postseason, not me and you, not the everyday fan, not the odds. You and I looked up the odds for the Royals to win the World Series today because we're like, wow, what are the odds for that, right?
Yeah, well, we are at a casino, so we say, yeah, hey, what's 150 to 1 to do that? They're about 7 to 1 to make the postseason.
Okay, so 7 to 1 to make the postseason. For that, for the long shot, for all purposes, right, 7 to 1 to hit, you have to win, I think, at bare minimum, six of the next nine games.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, that's the reality. That's the reality of the situation because of where they've put themselves. Normally, you would say, oh, that's, you know, asking a team to go 6-3 or 7-2 on a nine-game stretch is very difficult to do. But they have to get on a hot streak at some point over these next 50 games, less than 50 now, I guess, if you think they're getting in. And so what is a better time to do that than these opponents that are upcoming? Because, you know, on the other end of that, you still have, I think, six against the Tigers at some point before this month is over as well. And we know they still, even though they've cooled off a little bit, they're still the best team in your division, one of the best teams in all of baseball. So, yeah, I think 6-3 minimum is totally correct, Cody. And in order for them to get to that mark, I understand strange things can happen with who you play, but in order to get to that mark, they probably need a sweep of the Twins this weekend.
Counting on just winning two out of three of every series is a real challenge. And the Twins have no one left. No one. And you have Lugo and Noah Cameron, the two guys pitching the best for you in the starting rotation. Burgert is the third guy to go. He obviously had a pretty good start his first time around. They're going to skip through on the Falter in this time because they have the off day and the ability to get him back on regular rest. So if they're going with that rotation, well, then you should be in good shape against the Twins, plus your order, plus the other stuff. I understand. Do I actually expect them to go 6-3? The truth is I don't. I kind of think they'll go like 5-4.
If they sweep the Twins, it's very realistic. Now, we've seen this game play out so many times, though, where unfortunately we're talking about how the Twins aren't any good and how they've, you know, basically packed it in. They traded away all this. And then you watch the Royals are going to, you know, lose 2 out of 3 to the Twins. I mean, I'm not hoping that happens. I'm just saying that would be something we've all seen play out so many times in our fandom.
Sure. Fresh bodies, new guys up from the minors. They're all like, ooh, we're big leaguers, and they're excited and full of life. But the Royals have something to play for, you know? Like something.
Yeah, but there's a lot of young players on the Twins, though, that are trying to earn a spot on that team next year. I mean, yeah. Brooks Lee is a rookie. He didn't get traded. Byron Buxton's the one vet, and he's still banged up, I think, but he's the one vet that's on the team. Otherwise, go look through that potential lineup for the Twins tonight, and how many names have you ever heard of? How many names have Twins fans really become familiar with? They have a bunch of players that are trying to earn a spot on their team next year. So I get what you're saying, that the Royals for this year should be hungry, and they are trying to get in the postseason. But there's a reason still for the Twins to be playing. Some of these guys are trying to make sure they stay in the rotation and the lineup for next year. Not to mention the guy on the mound tonight, Joe Ryan, is still one of the better pitchers in all of baseball.
Yeah, he's very good. So it's going to be a low-scoring affair, although Seth Lugo's been as good as him this year. So it's not like you're without it. Their lineup is, let's see, who do I know? I know Clemens. Is that okay? So I know him.
Is that Roger?
It's his kid. Royce Lewis.
You've heard of Royce Lewis.
I'm familiar with
Brooks
him.
Brooks Lee.
And Lee. That's it. That's all I know. I don't know who Gasper or Keck.
The Friendly Ghost.
Or Wald. I don't know who the rest of these guys are. But I do know who the rest of them are. You know? So some of the players, look, they're a team that gave away a huge chunk of their talent. They're a team that was going backwards before they gave away a huge chunk of their
talent. No, that's why they did it, yeah.
The other part of it. It's like, it's not like that was a hot team who was, or like a team like the Royals, stuck in the middle of the road and then doing it. They were a team who was was stuck in the middle of the road like the Royals for a long time, started to stink, so they gave away anybody of value at all. They sent out maybe 10, I don't know, 10 different, we're sad to see it go. But to your point in baseball, they just won 2 of 3 against the Tigers.
Yep.
After they traded everyone away. And so, like, no, you're not guaranteed any wins in this sport. Realistically, if I thought they were going to, like, if I wanted to really get back on board, they're making the playoffs, I think 7-2 or 8-1. Do I think to stay alive, they got to go 6-3, right? Like, for me to come in here 9 days from now, which would be what? I don't know. A week and a half from now. We're at the end of next week, Gold, and they've won 8 of 9 games. That's the only way I'm going to come on this show and start being ready to be like, boys, they're back. Here come the playoffs. Get ready for October. And, you know, and I, like, the only way I'm willing to do that is if this team wins 8 of these 9, 7 of these 9. 6-3 is just so I feel like they're not dead. They go 5-4, 4-5. Then, yeah, I mean,
they can't just make up one game above 500 throughout 9-game stretches because of the amount of teams that are in front of them, as we discussed yesterday. If they were only chasing one team, you could say, oh, just play every homestand or every 9-game stretch a game or two above 500, and you might catch that team. Not when you're chasing 4 teams.
Yeah.
Not to mention, it's that you're still going to have to do something when you play a team like the Rangers as well, head-to-head, because they're a team that's against you. As much as we talk about the Twins, you could win 2 out of 3 for the Twins, and you may only gain a half game on everybody else. Like, that's the challenge here.
Yeah. You'll gain, I'd say this, you'll probably gain more than a half game on one of the teams, but you're not just chasing.
Well, look who everybody's playing. Look who's everybody else is playing this weekend. And if you pull up the weekend series across all of baseball, right? So a team in front of you. Let's take a look at the Rangers, for example. The Texas Rangers. Who do they have this weekend in their series?
That's a good question. Let me look.
They're playing the Phillies. Very good Phillies team. So that's a team that will have a tough series. The Cleveland Guardians are playing the White Sox this weekend, unfortunately.
They're playing good baseball, too.
The Mariners are hosting the Rays this weekend. That'd be another example.
Weirdly enough, the Guardians are not even the team I'm worried about because I feel like you got to worry about the Yankees, Mariners, and Red Sox before you get to the others.
And the Yankees are playing the Astros this weekend. So that's a tough series for them. They're worse than the Astros. The Astros are 64-51 on the season.
So at least it's just such a huge opportunity. And I know that their records are very comparable, the Royals and the Twins. I understand that. But they have been a worse team than you a huge chunk of the year. You made improvements to your roster, and they traded your roster away. And I'm not saying that those improvements were only for this year. You and I have talked about this. They're not. Those improvements are not just for the year 2025. They were making moves that gave them a chance in 2025 and give them an even better chance in 2026. But if they want that chance in 2025 to continue living, well, then they have to actually win 6 of the next 9 games against inferior opponents, teams I know you are better than.